Welcome to this podcast, which looks at the VAT implications of composite supplies and whether or not a commercial advantage can be obtained by careful analysis of what has been supplied. For traders who are registered for VAT, VAT has a significant commercial cost because X plus 20% is the difference between something being attractive to the customer and something being expensive if that 20% cost has to be borne by the customer. The UK is slap bang in the middle of most European rates, but there are commercial advantages in planning to take advantage of the lower rate, which in the UK is zero rate. And companies like Amazon have appreciated that countries like Luxembourg has a 3% rate on electronically deliverable downloads, and so it can obtain a substantial commercial advantage by basing itself in Luxembourg, where a 3% rate applies. But today we're looking at composite supplies, which is where there are a mixture of either services or goods and products which are being supplied. And if you can get the advantage of saying the primary supply is zero rated, you obviously get a competitive advantage. But it's an area where HMRC will frequently challenge how it's been determined. The UK has a zero rate, but it's strictly interpreted, and an advantage can be obtained if you take, for example, transport, which is zero rated, and you include in that transport other items which might otherwise be standard rated, such as including a bit of catering, or perhaps, as Virgin Airways did, taking a car from the customer's house to the airport. If the primary supply is that of zero-rated transport, you ignore the incidental and minor elements. And so a commercial advantage can be obtained by carefully planning these things. But it's a dangerous area. And again, we know that the exemption in the UK legislation is strictly applied. And an example of strict application came in the Debenhams case, where they tried to take advantage of the exemption for credit cards. And for a while, a lot of large stores displayed a little sign that said, if you use a credit card, we will charge 2.5% and it's exempt. Now, again, that wasn't too popular with HMRC, and they challenged it and they won, because what they were saying in the likes of Devon was that the supply was that of standard rated clothing, and therefore the commercial advantage that might be obtained by treating a small part as exempt was simply not available. They just didn't accept it. The notes that accompany this podcast contain references to a number of cases, including the Tumbletots case and several others. But an important area is in education, where it would be advantageous for a course to have an element of zero-rated course notes and a supply that was exempt of education. But that again has been challenged. And the primary case that HMRC use when challenging this is the Car Protection Plan, which says you need to look at what is the primary nature of the supply, and that will determine what is being supplied. But it's not possible to artificially group together unrelated supplies and claim that it's a composite supply. That will be analysed. It's only where it makes sense to supply it together that you can get an advantage. B-Sky B tried and lost because they claimed that their standard rated supply of entertainment through television was supplemented by a separate zero rated supply of a magazine giving TV listings. They failed because the court said it was a single supply of entertainment through television which was going to be standard rated. But then Deloitte came up with a planning route that said if a separate company supplies the magazine, as they arranged in Telewest, that could benefit from zero rating. And the small commercial advantage of getting zero rating on an element multiplied over the number of people that describe could make a significant difference. So composite supplies is an area of planning where careful analysis of exactly what is being supplied may enable a commercial advantage to be obtained. But do expect, if that commercial advantage is substantial, that you're going to be challenged. Another area of challenge occurred with remote delivery and the Plantifor case, where they were trying to argue that you could get an exemption for the postage, as would apply for Royal Mail. And of course, they lost. What they were supplying was a standard rated service, and delivering it was part of the standard rated service. And of course, that was going to get the standard rated applied and no exemption. It's an area which deserves care. It's an area which can produce significant commercial advantages if you can get a lower rate applicable. And I hope that the notes that accompany this podcast will help you determine the borders of what is advantageous. Thanks for listening.